going to welcome somebody that we have not spoken to before, and that is the President and Chief Executive Officer, Robert Friedberg, of HealthQuest. Of course, HealthQuest now operates and runs Sharon Hospital. And as anybody knows, that as long as I've been on the radio here, we followed Sharon Hospital from its regular stages to nonprofit status, which saved the hospital once, and then back to becoming going to a profit, and then now back to a nonprofit status under HealthQuest. And so we welcome Robert to Robin Hood Radio. Robert, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
All right. So a little bit of background on HealthQuest. I remember when I first heard that you were going to apply to run Sharon Hospital, I immediately went and took a look at your website and saw just alone the amazing commitment and the energy that you're putting into your hospital right along the Hudson River in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of work right now on the Vassar Medical Center campus to elevate the level of care that is available on a tertiary level for the entire region. That's a very large project that we're very proud of.
All right. Now, let's move on here to Sharon Hospital. Sharon Hospital, of course, has been a mainstay in the community. It's a big economic driver in the community. I always say that, along with being an incredibly important health care provider for our immediate tri-state region. And yes, it does indeed serve basically Dutchess County into New York and adjacent eastern New York and northwest Connecticut, but also into Massachusetts. So when HealthQuest first decided to take this venture, what were the reasons that you looked at to come into Sharon Hospital?
We thought when we looked at the Sharon region, we felt that because it was contiguous to the service area that we were already providing services to, and we had patients that were coming to our main campus at Vassar from that region, that it was a natural fit within the HealthQuest community. And we also thought that we could adopt our philosophy on how to run and operate hospitals into the Sharon community rather easily. And that is an investment in what we would call a decentralization model, where we try and push as many services as we can out to all the hospitals within the system and try, instead of trying to have them come, all the patients come into your main campus at Vassar, for example. And we thought Sharon represented an opportunity for us to continue that idea and that strength and push more and more capability out into the community, and that would be a great advantage for the community and also would be good for HealthQuest.
You know, I've looked at healthcare as someone, Jill and I run a nonprofit radio station, and we've expanded from one station now to five different frequencies in our area. And I know that sometimes I feel like we are operating like an onion, where you peel away the levers, the layers. But when I look at being a healthcare provider, and taking a look at not only the local level of the onion that you peel away, not only the regional level of onion that you peel away, but the national regulations and then all that, it's such a complicated business, I would think, to try to budget for and plan for in the future, because if there's one thing that's one of the most uncertain things that we've known in America over the past 50 years, it's healthcare.
Well, it is volatile, that's for sure, and we expect that there's going to be more and more changes to the way that healthcare is regulated and how healthcare is funded over the course of the short run, the next couple of years, and certainly going into the next decade. But it doesn't detract from our objectives, and we believe very strongly that as long as we're investing in the communities and we're allowing patients to have access to exceptional care, we will figure out the economic side as it continues to evolve.
It's funny, I bring that up because people have said to us, why in this economic uncertainty time have we added signals to try to fill in different areas, which we now finally have done? And we said, because this is, in our opinion, the time to invest in the area. Now, I will turn to you and say, okay, you have Sharon Hospital now as part of HealthQuest. And there have been made improvements with various owners that have come in, that have invested in the hospital. What are your plans in investing in Sharon Hospital? I mean, short range and potentially long range plans.
So I would say we've had Sharon Hospital underneath the HealthQuest umbrella since August 1st of last year. So just over, just about 13 months. Our first concern and our primary concern is adding more points of access of physicians, and that is getting more doctors into the community. We started looking at what the community needed for physicians and started to figure out how to bring physicians into primary care. We added more primary care physicians to the community. There are two additional primary care practitioners immediately available as of this year that are allowing us to build up a base of patients that feel comfortable having care at Sharon Hospital or within the Sharon community. We recognize that there needed to be more services in cardiology. When we looked at the number of patients that were actually coming to Sharon Hospital for cardiac services and then transferring to other facilities for extended cardiac services, we thought that there was an opportunity to increase the capabilities by adding more services and surround Dr. Soucier with some additional help so that we could retain more patients at Sharon Hospital and they wouldn't need to be transferred off, and that's what we've seen happen over the course of the last year. I would say, but one of the more important things that we've probably done this year would be in the emergency department. The emergency department at Sharon, the ED physicians were a private group, a national group, and they were out of network for all managed care contracting, which means that if you are a patient under a managed care contract and you went to Sharon's emergency department, you would get saddled with a very significant bill for professional services at Sharon Hospital. And I thought that that was a disservice to the entire community. So we changed that. We canceled that agreement. We brought those physicians in-house so that they're all inside managed care network contracts so that those patients that now present to the emergency department aren't getting gouged and they're not having to face these large economic bills for being seen just in the emergency department at Sharon Hospital. And that's new as of January. We also looked at being able to add chronic pain services. So we added Dr. Rima to the staff at Sharon Hospital, and he is doing great work in being able to make sure that people that have chronic pain have services that are available locally. And I think that most people know it. There is a vibrant and very necessary and needed Gerald Behavioral Health Services unit at Sharon Hospital. And there's a waiting list of patients that want to get onto that unit for care. And so we're right now in the construction phase of adding an additional 5 beds to that unit just to respond to the community need for that services.
You know, looking
at the other thing maybe I'd touch on is that since we're coming into October, which is Breast Care Awareness Month, we're upgrading the mammography center at Sharon Hospital and bringing it up to state-of-the-art 3D tomo services that will have the ability to be able to recognize breast cancer at an earlier stage and really give women in that area the ability to have great imaging for breast care. And I think those are just a couple of examples of things that we've been working on over the last 13 months, and it's been a busy 13 months there, with our primary objective to make sure that that community hospital continues to grow, continues to be vibrant, and most importantly, continues to be sustainable. And I think we're off to a great start in making sure that that's the path.
Now, when you look into the future, not only of Sharon Hospital but of HealthQuest, I mean, you have a lot of things going on simultaneously. So you are really trying to blend a very large area to have, I guess you would call it, seamless healthcare between several different hospitals, basically from New Milford to Sharon and over to the Hudson River.
Absolutely. A lot of the things that we're doing is to make sure that for a patient's experience, someone who presents at any one of our facilities, that being able to receive care throughout the system is seamless and integrated. We added our electronic medical record to the Sharon campus this last year as well. That was a significant investment in upgrading the IT side of Sharon Hospital so that patients who are seen there, first of all aspects of their electronic record are available to every practitioner instantaneously on the site. But if a patient needs to move from, let's say, Sharon over to Vassar or Sharon to Northern, that record instantly is available to practitioners on arrival to the receiving hospital. So that's important, too, to make sure that the continuity of care is enhanced and is able to make sure that patients receive a great experience without having to repeat their history or talk about what happened at the prior hospital, or having practitioners having to look through a photocopied record.
We are speaking with Robert Friedberg, who is the president, chief executive officer of HealthQuest. Now, before I let you go, I have to ask one question because how did you get into healthcare, and did you ever really imagine that you would be a CEO of a fledgling, growing healthcare provider that serves so many different people in so many different states?
Well, I've been doing this for a really long time. I've been in healthcare my entire adult life, starting very early in the clinical side, and then been doing management since the early 1990s. I always expected that as my career growed, I'd be continued to do more and more exciting and interesting things, including being able to run a hospital or a health system. So this has been, I guess, a little bit predictable for me, but it's really great to be in the Hudson Valley and in Western Connecticut. I think it's a great opportunity for me personally. It's also a great opportunity for the community to be able to enhance what's going on there and make sure that they have great access to exceptional healthcare.
And you're really in healthcare at a time when so many different things are exploding on the healthcare front. So it's got to be an exciting time overall.
It certainly is an interesting time to be in healthcare as it continues to change and evolve. And there's a lot of national dialogue and local dialogue about what healthcare is going to be in the future. And it's great to be part of how that gets shaped.
Robert, thanks for taking a few minutes
and
joining us early this morning. And we hope to speak to you again.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. That, once again, is the president and chief executive officer, Robert Friedberg, of HealthQuest here. Well, not only in Sharon, but in Poughkeepsie and HealthQuest in general.